Hello, all of my favorite people. Yes, I love this community on the It Takes Grit podcast because we're all about finding our grit, having boldness and belief. And this is what we are talking about this week, the power of belief, transforming thought into action. Woo, right? Everyone's like, yes, if I had more belief, then I would take more action. Is that true? Everyone's going, oh my gosh, yes, that is so me, Rebecca. If I just had more belief, then I would take a lot more action. Well, you've probably heard this a few times before, but it's going to be the action that helps you get belief. Nothing is going to be able to install unwavering belief inside of you until you do it. You can look at other people and you can say, oh, this person's lost 10 pounds, or this person's got this promotion at work, or, you know, this person's traveled here. Oh my gosh, that's amazing for them. But you don't believe it for you because you haven't taken the action yet. And you might be like, Rebecca, I've taken the action and nothing's happened. Everybody's different. Somebody losing 10 pounds is different to somebody else losing 10 pounds. It's your action. And what we want to do is throughout today's podcast is really being confident and really understanding and believing that your thoughts will become your beliefs. And when you have strong beliefs, you'll have action. However, action is going to create those thoughts that's going to give you beliefs. It's kind of like the chicken and the egg. Like, it's like, which one comes first? It's the action. The action of doing something is what is going to install those beliefs. And beliefs are so powerful. And you can get a really powerful, stronger belief once you have done something yourself. We can have beliefs of other people. We can kind of look at other people and be like, that's really great. Like, I believe it can happen for me because I've seen somebody else do it. Right? I believe that I can, you know, do a plank for 3 minutes because I've seen somebody in our community do it. I believe it. I've got some power in that belief. However, I need to really transform that belief that I can see. I think it's possible. I need to transform the thought into not just believing, but into an action. Okay? And how do you do that? You do it by doing. So our beliefs shape our reality and it completely drives our action. Everything that you believe, if you believe that you are going to be successful in something, you will take more action. But guess what? If you take action and you start to get results, your belief is going to go up dramatically. Right? So we have to work on both because our beliefs, first of all, come from those people that we are around. And I remember hearing somebody, that went from $1 million a year to making $10 million a year. As we said, like, what's the biggest thing that changed? How did you go from 1 million to 10 million? One thing he said, I changed my beliefs. I started to believe and started to think like people who made $10 million a year, and instead of people that made $1 million. And sometimes you have to let your ego go to go, you know what? My way might not be working. My way might not actually be the way that's going to help me get those results. First of all, that's what you got to do. You've always got to question your own beliefs, okay? Especially if you're not where you want to be. Because the reason that you're at where you are right now is because what you currently believe about yourself, about other people, about opportunities, about weight, about fitness, about careers, about health, about absolutely everything. Your whole life and the success of it in all areas, relationships and friendships and health and all of those areas, is all down to a set of beliefs that you currently have. So when we change our beliefs and we open ourselves up to having different beliefs, that's where our actions start to change And the thoughts that we have are going to provoke new types of action. So our whole life, okay, our whole life is shaped on our beliefs. And that is going to what's going to drive our actions. So if you want to change your results with something, you really want to just take a moment today to be like, you know what? What if I'm just more open? What if I'm more open to listening to a mentor? What if I'm more open about changing the way that I'm currently doing things? Because the way that I'm doing things isn't working right now. What if I just change that? And so we want to build some techniques to build some really strong beliefs. Techniques to build strong beliefs. You've got to ask yourself, who are you listening to? Because even the other day, you know, I had somebody who's getting started with me, and they're helping other people get healthy. And I could just tell that some of their friends maybe weren't lifting them up in their new endeavor, which happens, you know, all the time. It happens often, right? Other people have outside influence. And I always tell my people, don't take advice from someone you wouldn't trade places with, right? And that's what you want to focus on. Because if you are focused and you're excited about something new, and then somebody gives you something negative, all of a sudden, those beliefs start to change. You go from going, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, I'm fired up, I'm working with these people. And then somebody gives you a different belief and you allow that to kind of morph your own thought process, right? And it happens all the time. So how do we build really strong beliefs that are going to serve us? I think that's what's really, really important here. I want you to focus, like, the beliefs that we want to create inside of our brain are ones that are going to serve us. So if you have somebody saying something to you and it's a belief that you don't believe is serving what your purpose is or where you want to be in a year's time, you want to be aware so that that belief doesn't become in your thought, okay? So how do we make sure that we build strong beliefs? Well, who are we listening to? Who are we talking to on a regular basis? Our proximity is absolutely key for the success that we're going to have inside of our life because of the beliefs that we're going to have. So we need to be aware. One of the techniques, right, is knowing who you're listening to, right? That number one, you need to know who are you listening to. And look, you can still talk to your friends and family, but number two, are you allowing somebody's belief to influence you who does not have what you want? These are techniques to use, but you have to be aware, right? It happens to me too. Like someone will say something to me and I'll be like, oh yeah, that kind of like knocked my confidence a little bit. But my technique to making sure that that belief doesn't become mine is this belief going to help me get to where I want to be in 5 years' time? Yes, great, I'm going to have that belief. No, I'm not going to put that belief inside of my head, right? It's a technique, you just stop it. It's almost like you've got a brick wall, right? And you've got a wall and there's like a small little passage and only the beliefs that are going to help you get to where you want to be are the things that are allowed through. You've got to be so conscious of what you're allowing in your brain because your thoughts become actions. We want to have powerful beliefs so that the beliefs are powerful. They become powerful thoughts that are going to help you get the life that you want by taking the action that you need. Because basically, if you take somebody's thought and their belief and you take action on it, it can also go in the other way. You take action by not doing something that you know that is going to help you get to where you want to be. So the technique is be really cautious about what you are letting in to your brain, because if it's not there to serve you, you don't want to allow that to come into your brain, okay? I know it's not easy, but this is a podcast to make you aware. Go, hey, does that belief serve me? Does that belief serve me? Does that belief serve me, right? So many success stories, right? You know, I have great team members that come to me and they say, you know, X person said this or this person said this. I said, what do you want your life to be like in 5 years' time? Who are you going to listen to? You hang around with 5 drug addicts, you'll be the 6th. You hang around with 5 millionaires, you'll be the 6th. So I know that my boldness, belief, and my actions all come from the people around me that I'm listening to. And also the people that I'm not listening to. You know, even this year, I've had a transition, right? I'm going to start to listen more to the people that have the life that I want, rather than, you know, a few negative neg fairies saying things that are not going to help me get to where I want. And even if I'm saying this, like, it's so crazy as I look back and I know that I have let other people's opinions influence my confidence level and influence my belief. And then my belief is being impacted. Therefore, my thoughts are, and then my action is being affected. And I look back and I'm like, wow, like, gosh, how many times like I let somebody else who I don't even know, or maybe I don't even know that well, change my belief, change my thoughts, and then limit the action of what I know is going to help me get to where I want to be. I mean, literally, that makes no sense. So I've been very cautious this year about, hey, who am I listening to? And I want to make sure that I'm surrounding myself with people who have what I want in 5 years' time. And if I get somebody that says no, or they don't like what I'm doing, I just know, okay, I'm not going to let that become my belief. Because if I start to think like that person, I'm not going to get the life that I want for myself and my family. And so I think that's just being aware of that. But we do have to overcome self-doubt and limiting beliefs, right? There's one, there's beliefs of other people coming into our brain. And there's two, we all have a little voice inside of our head too. How many times have you said to yourself, oh, it's good for them, but I can't do this. And that would be really great, but I have kids, or I would really like to do this, but I can't afford to get there, or I would like to do this, but I can't do this. I'm going to let you into a little secret. All excuses have the same value, zero. And there is somebody right now in your situation figuring it out and making it happen because they have the simple belief that they can. And that belief becomes that thought, yes, I can. And when they say I can, the action says yes. And their action does. And when the action does, they get the results. What we got to focus on is any time that you feel like you can't do something, or you're not good enough, or you're having a limiting belief, I want you to go back to going, you know what? Just what if? What if I gave it a little bit more attention? What if I just worked a little bit harder? Because I'm telling you, I'm not the smartest person in the room, but I am the hardest worker. I will outwork most people. You think that it's, you know, beautiful sunshine and roses and all amazing things on social media. I work 14-hour days, easy, and on the weekends. Why? Well, I just love it, right? I love it. I love it. I love the hustle. I love the bustle of it, right? But I also have a goal of what I want to get to. And there's been seasons of my life where I haven't worked that much. And, you know, I have a very beautiful lifestyle, but I don't actually have to work. And I could just, you know, sit back and just enjoy the fruits of my labor. But I'm in a season right now where I'm like ready to hustle, and I'm excited about that. So when you start to have fear in your head and you're getting, you know, those moments of self-doubt and your limiting beliefs, I want you to ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like, you know, I've just really have not done much at all, and 10 being like, I've done everything. Ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much effort have you put into it? If you were to lose 10 pounds, you wanted to lose 10 pounds, and you're saying, oh, I don't know if I can do it. I've got all these beliefs in me that say, like, it's not going to happen. I would literally say to you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much effort have you been giving it? And you're going to say probably a 5, maybe a 6, maybe even a 7. But that's going to literally tell you, okay, you've been giving it a 5. No wonder you haven't got the results that you want right now. No wonder you don't have the belief. No wonder you don't have the confidence. It's because you've been giving it a 5. How can you expect to have confidence and to be bold and to be excited and to be certain and to be sure if you're giving it a 5? That's what most people don't get, is they think like it's just going to come to them and that they can just watch other people and go, okay, well, it must be easy for them. But ask yourself, the reason that you're probably not feeling confident and you're having overwhelming fear is because whatever you're trying to accomplish, you're not giving it a 10. And as soon as you switch from giving something a 5 to a 10, your results are going to change. There's going to be no time for fear and self-doubt to creep in because you're going to be so focused on giving it a 10 energy and getting the great results, that focus won't even come in. So that's what I want you to do. That's the big tip and technique here to overcoming any self-doubt or overcoming any limiting beliefs is ask yourself, whatever I'm trying to achieve right now, what am I actually giving it? Am I actually giving it a 10? Am I going all in? Am I making it everything that I want to do? And there's going to be seasons, right? Sometimes you're going to be all in with something. Sometimes you step back a little bit. But don't beat yourself up for not having the results that you're looking for because you haven't even been playing at 50%. You know, I had self-doubt over the last couple of years. I had self-doubt about, you know, limiting beliefs about, could I achieve this? Is this possible for me? And then I looked and I said, you know what? I've been doing this like a 4 out of 10. And as soon as I started to switch my mindset and gave it a 10 out of 10, guess what? My beliefs got stronger. My thoughts became more powerful. And because of those powerful thoughts, my action became more. And now my action is even more. I've got more positive thoughts. I've got more belief. And everything is going up in the upward circle. But first of all, we've got to give it effort. And so let's talk about some daily practices to reinforce positive beliefs. Okay? Number one, we got to be so aware of what is coming in and out of our brain. Okay? In our brain from other people. We've spoken about this. And in our brain from ourselves. That's number one, okay? Daily practice. Make sure that you are being aware of what you're letting inside of your brain from other people and yourself. Number two, rate yourself every single day on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 to 10. Where are you at? What is the effort that you have given yourself? Do you really feel like you've given it a 10? Because once you've made sure that you know who you're listening to, that you're listening to yourself in the right way, and you've also made sure that every single time that you feel like, oh, you know what? Am I giving it everything? You rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. And then thirdly, you change your state. I did this. I was just in Slovenia for an amazing event. We had 500 people at this event, 300 people at the Fit Camp. And I taught this technique. It's very simple. Click your fingers. Anytime your belief starts to waver or you start to question yourself, I want you to know that you have so much power in just a click of a finger. Click of a finger. Get the power of belief back into your body. And allow it to transform your thoughts into action. Remember that, the power of belief, transforming your thoughts into action. And how do you do that? Just by clicking your fingers to change your state and just to remind you back to this title of the podcast, the power of belief, transforming your thoughts into action. We are all where we are right now because of what we believe. And I'm so fired up. I'm so excited about 2024 because I just know what I want my life to look like. I want to know what I want to create. I want to know what I want to create for other people. I've got loads of things going on right now. I've got calls coming out left, right, and center, messages, people to get back to, but I'm loving it because I'm so focused about where I'm going. And so I want you to remember those three things, right? Number one, who you're listening to. And yourself. Number two, out of 10, where you're at. And then number three, changing your state and giving yourself that click. If you just remember that we are where we're at because of what we currently believe, it's going to transform everything for you. Consistently question your beliefs. Consistently get around with people who have the beliefs of the life that you want. And I promise you that you're going to feel more confident. You're going to feel more excited about life. You're going to feel more certain. And ultimately, you're going to get what you want. So great job for joining me today. Remember, as always, if there is somebody that you know right now that needs to hear this message, that needs to hear, oh, you know what? If they just had a little bit more belief, they could get to where they want to be. I want you to share it with somebody today, because we can make a ripple effect around the world of helping people feel better, have more energy in getting to where they want to be, surrounded by incredible individuals. So great job for showing up today. Make sure that you share this with somebody. Of course, follow us on the It Takes Grit podcast. We have got new podcasts every single Wednesday. Make sure to subscribe to wherever you are listening or watching, and I'll see you next week.